Mendenhall River Community School and Juno Douglas High School received threatening phone calls on Wednesday around 1 p.m., sending both schools, the Marie Drake Building and Harborview Elementary School, into stay-put mode. Mark Miller is the school superintendent.
JPD responded to both schools simultaneously, and we had them cleared in between 10 and 15 minutes.
Miller says the calls were similar to previous ones received around the district. The caller had a computer-generated voice and alluded to a school shooting. This is the third call the high school has received, but it's gone into stay-put mode four times in the past 3 weeks.
The other unfortunate thing, quite honestly, is when elementary kids see, police with automatic weapons coming through the hallways, it freaks them out, and you can't blame them. It's a disruption. It's scary for them.
Schools have received threatening calls all over the state, including in Fairbanks, Anchorage, Kenai, and Hoonah. The FBI is actively investigating the calls with local law enforcement and the Alaska State Troopers. Spokeswoman for the FBI in Anchorage, Stacey Fager-Pellessier, wants the schools to understand.
If you receive one of these threats that matches what these threats are, computer-generated, automated of some sort, please make sure you are reporting that to your local law enforcement officials so that we can find out about it.
She says it's important for superintendents to keep taking the threats seriously and follow the appropriate safety protocols when a call comes in.
They may receive 10. On the 11th, we want them to make sure that they're continuing to follow the same protocol.
Fager-Pellessier says her agency is reaching out to other parts of the country to find out where else this is happening. News outlets in California, Arizona, and as far off as New Jersey have reported similar calls causing school lockdowns. If the calls happen to stop on their own, Fager-Pellessier says the investigation will continue. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.